Depression affects the ability of the heart to function in a way scientists have yet to figure out. A second research article in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association describes one attempt at dealing with depression in people with heart disease. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
This much is known. Depression makes people more prone to a heart attack and makes recovery more difficult. About 10 years ago, Susan Jakowski of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute and dozens of other researchers set out to determine something very specific about the interaction between depression and heart disease.
The question we were asking was whether counseling to relieve depression and to improve social support in patients who have had a heart attack would also improve survival and reduce their risk of a future heart attack.
So they identified 2,500 heart attack patients for the study who had depression or were socially isolated. Half of the 2,500 got routine post-heart attack medical treatment. The other half got more, weekly or near-weekly sessions with a therapist who helped the patient work through anxieties and concerns. And if that didn't help, antidepressants as well. Again, Susan Jakowski.
After 6 months of this sort of treatment, those who received the treatment indeed had lower depression and had better social support than those who had not received it.
But the researchers were disappointed when they looked at the number of second heart attacks or deaths in the treated and untreated groups about 2.5 years after the initial heart attacks.
Those in the intervention group survived about as long as those in the usual care group, had about as many additional heart attacks as those in the usual care group. So on that variable, we did not, in fact, achieve what we had thought.
She and the other researchers still suspect that treating depression will improve survival rates, and I think they know why the study didn't show that. Because of ethical considerations, they had to inform all the patients' private physicians that their patients were depressed. So 20% of the so-called untreated group actually were on antidepressants. One of the researchers says they'll have to do a new analysis of the patients in the study, one which truly separates treated and untreated individuals. More analyses of the data are likely. The researchers spent $30 million doing the study. And Nancy Fraser-Smith, a professor of psychiatry at McGill University not involved in the project, says even more studies are needed.
We have to do more trials, and we have to do trials of perhaps more varied sorts of interventions.
Changing the timing of treatment or the treatment itself. Some people may do better with exercise, say, or drug treatment alone. But in the meantime, she says, just the discovery of improved mental health really matters.
What's very important when you realize how common depression is in cardiac patients and how many cardiac patients we have in the United States is that quality of life is greatly, greatly impacted by depression.
And the quality of life of nearly half of all people with heart disease is threatened by major or minor depression. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.